Yeah, John, seems like a big winner might have been Case Keenum. No quarterback in the first round, receiver in the second, and running back in the third.
Well, we got better on the offensive side, no question. You know, kind of some areas that we needed some players, and so we're real excited about, you know, Cortland, who's, you know, big and fast. He's really raw. You know, feel like he really has a tremendous ceiling and upside. So Zach's going to have fun working with him, and but he's also going to be able to help us right away. And then Royce has obviously carried the ball a lot, at Oregon, and so had tremendous production there. So big banger that, you know, we haven't had for a while, so excited to have him too. And then Isaac, you know, we had him down at the Senior Bowl. Really liked him down at the Senior Bowl. He's really long and can run and really does a nice job on the deep balls and physical, and we think he'll be a really good special teams player. So, you know, we're excited about the three players we got today.
Vance, is Royce Freeman a guy who you think can come in and compete for that starting job at the running back spot?
Absolutely. It's going to be open, obviously, you know, with Book and D'Angelo. But it's, you know, I mean, you've got to have two or three backs anyway. So it's always going to be open competition. But, you know, it takes two or three guys to have a solid backfield.
With Sutton, you talked about a little rot. Could he come in and compete for that third spot to both of you? And was there a chance where the offensive linemen were falling, you just didn't feel like the value was there in terms of grabbing an alignment today?
Well, we actually thought we had one, and it didn't work out that way. So things happened, and we didn't get it. But, you know, I think that with where what we were thinking, you know, with where Cortland was, where we're picking in at 40, you know, that we needed some help at the wide receiver position, and plus with the, you know, with the grade that we had, Cortland, he was still there. Where, you know, he was a top receiver we had still available. So that's why we had different options, different directions we're going to go if different things happen. We had a chance to go back too. So we were in pretty good shape, and it fell well for us, and so we stayed right there and took Cortland.
I guess kind of for both you guys, and it kind of two parts. One, when a guy, receiver's kind of raw like Cortland, how much does the position coach come into play when you think about that with, you know, the kind of help and the kind of quality of that coach is to groom a guy? Right. And two, if he plays where you guys kind of had him rated, how do you envision him, DT, Emmanuel, kind of all over the place? How do you kind of envision it being if he becomes a receiver you think he can be?
Well, to your first question, obviously the coach isn't so important, you know, for a young guy like him with the physical tools he has to sharpen his route running ability. That's going to be huge for him. And Zach, you know, I mean, that's Zach's strength. He's coached college ball for a long time, so he's big in the fundamentals. So that's huge for a young guy. As far as, you know, where he's going to play, I mean, the third receiver is like a third corner. You know, everyone's in sub, everyone's in three wide, so it's like being a starter. I mean, he can play X, he can play in the slot, so that won't be important where he plays. It's according to the concept that you call in the huddle. But his skill set's special, so he can play all three spots.
I guess for both of you, but John, yesterday you were surprised that Bradley Chubb was there. How surprised were y'all that Cortland Sutton was there when you picked at 40?
Well, I mean, we're excited he was still there. I think that, but wait, you know, we were trying to, we had a plan for that spot as far as, you know, we talked about moving up, and so a lot of different options, but I liked the plan that we had there that eventually we got to, and so we were able to stay there. And so, yeah, we're excited that, that Cortland was still there, that, you know, because a third wide was important to us, and, you know, a guy that can really develop and eventually maybe become a one.
As big as Sutton is and as tough as Freeman looks running between the tackles, how much thought went into taking them because of red zone possibilities?
Well, with Sutton, you know, obviously the, you know, 6'4 frame, I mean, that's key in a red zone. But, you know, I mean, his skill set translates to being the number one guy. You know, I mean, he's got number one traits as a receiver. So, you know, obviously he'll come in and compete for the third spot, but John said it, you know, in the future, I mean, he can be our number one guy, so that's important. Obviously, with Freeman, I mean, he is a big back with speed, you know, so when you're down there in the red zone, you want to run the football, I mean, he's definitely a nice option. When you're third and one, fourth and one, he's a great option. So excited about both guys.
I mean, he's got great, and Corley's got, you know, really good ball skills, so it'll be good down inside. Anytime you get those big targets down inside the red zone, they're much better.
With Royce Freeman, he had a really productive college career, but also got a lot of tread on the tires. How concerned are you about how much he played in college? 5,000 yards?
What it shows to us is he's durable, right. You know, because he played a lot, and so therefore you can take that. And obviously, you know, it's probably near at the end of his career, but who knows how much that'll shorten it. But it wasn't a concern when we took him that there was too much tread on it.
Hey, John, your first three picks, they said they had no clue that they were even on your radar. I guess that's good by design. I mean, is that just the way it worked out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to hide everything from you, right? So if I let too many things out, then, I mean, I got to play hide-and-go-seek with you guys all the time when it comes down to who we're going to pick because I got to try to keep it quiet. But, you know, we knew that the thing is, like I said yesterday, is, you know, our scouts have done a tremendous job. And the guys like Cortland as well as Royce and everybody and Isaac, they're really, really good people. And we have, you know, their gift kid for us and so really positive people. So when you get that kind of feedback from them, you don't have to do a whole lot of homework and visit with them too many times when you know that the background's there, so...
Freeman, do you see a little bit of a younger version of C.J. Anderson? Does he remind you of a guy that durable, kind of bowling ball type back?
Yeah, he's got the same type size. I mean, but you know, Royce has got a lot better speed. I mean, Royce is a 4-5 guy, and so I mean, he's got breakaway speed, and so he's got that ability, and done it. You know, with the experience that he's had, that he's really got a good feel between the tackles, and so you know, he's a guy that if we can get him on the safeties, has a chance to break it.
A lot of your current players are on Twitter real excited about this team. A lot of the thought was perhaps they'd be guys for the future, and I know you're always right now and for the future, but it seems like these are guys that can come in and make that immediate impact.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, with the experience with Sutton and the size that he's got and the number of catches and production that he had in college as well as Royce, and so, you know, that's what you hope for is that in the first three rounds you got guys that can come in and help you right away. And hopefully we've got those guys. We'll see how they adjust when they get here, but we have high expectations for them.
Vance, after the Senior Bowl, we talked about some of those guys, because you spent a week with them, maybe if it was close, that would tip the scales. Is that the case with Isaac, that you just enjoyed the week you spent with them?
Isaac was a guy that got better every day. You know, he obviously fits our profile at corner. You know, we want long corners with long speed. You know, we're a press team, but he got better and better every day. He's a smart guy. He's going to be great on special teams for us, a tough tackler. So he definitely fits our bill at corner.
Final two, Nikki and then James.
I have a two-parter.
Sure.
So.
Let's go. Two-parter.
Will Isaac compete for that third corner job?
Again, it's open competition. You know, I mean, we've got Chris Harris, who's a proven player. You know, outside of that, we've got Roby, who we're hoping, you know, take a next step to be a number two guy. But that's open also. You know, so it's going to be at every position. It's going to be open competition.
More competition we get, the better. The better we're going to get.
And who was the offensive lineman you were after?
Yeah.
So he's still on the board.
No. If it got to us, he wouldn't have been on the board.
Unfortunately, he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of curious with Cortland. I mean, when he was talking to us in here, I felt like he wanted to play, like, right now. Like, the energy was, all of us, was absolutely insane. Did you get that kind of vibe from him and kind of personality that he has? What did you kind of take when you talked with him?
Well, again, the scouts reports and the character we got back on him was tremendous coming out at SMU, and then we had a chance to meet with him in Indy for the 15 minutes. And so, he came across as a kid that wants to be a great football player and he wants to be great and loves the game of football, and he's physical and he's tough and he's got the tools, and it's just a matter of, you know, coaching him. And so that's what's exciting about him, is knowing that how high his ceiling is. So. All right.
Good. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.